Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to just address you from down here this morning. I'm going to make this... I'm going to make this quick. We started early so that we could leave early, not that we leave at the same time. So we're going to get as much as we can in. So if you... I know that a lot of times when we... The brothers have already said it. You know, we got a couple of days, birthday. Men have a couple of days, the birthday and Father's Day, and then the other 363 days is for the ladies. But it's okay, we understand that. And like Mike said, we don't need a pat on the back all the time. But what we want is to really please Yahweh in our walk as men. I want to be here this morning just to kind of elevate the position of fathers. Is that okay, ladies, if we elevate the fathers today? Hallelujah. So on Mother's Day, I kind of explained to you all like the Hebrew pictogram, because before there was the written language, there was the pictogram. And if I show you mothers first, M and the Aleph, because we start over here on the right side, it's right to left, not left to right. So the Aleph, yeah, go ahead and shine it for me. First, we start with the Aleph, which is on the right. Put on the ox, yeah, right there. No. There's a picture, yeah. Ox meaning strength, right? And then here, the Mem, meaning water. So it was strong water what the mother signified. And strong water... basically means glue in Hebrew. So it was like the glue of the family. She helped hold the family together. Now, when we look at the pictogram for the father, it's still an ox. He's still strength, right? But then now we have, along with the Aleph, we have the Bet. The Bet means tent, house. When we put that together, it's a strong house. Strong foundation, right? That is what the man signifies, right? And so it's Ab, as it may be pronounced as well. And then that's where we get Abba Father, where it's more like daddy than father. It's a more affectionate term. But as you see, the man and the woman are essential to the family. Yeah, mama may be the glue, but daddy, you the foundation. You what makes the strong house. Do we have any strong house men here? That's what it's about. And so you have to have the foundation. That's why Yahweh created it. It's complementary. Yeah, you know, we both serve functions in the home, and that's what makes a balanced home. Let's go to Psalms, the 11th chapter. And it makes it very clear that you need the foundation. 11:3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So we need the foundation. Say we need the foundation. That's what you build the house on. And if you look at the mother as being the nails, adhesive glue, nails, you know, yeah, you have that foundation, but, you know, she also provides help in the structure. It's all about the structure. But you must have the foundation. And so, fathers, that's who you are. You are the foundation. And so Yahweh, also the meaning of Father, is the source, the sustainer, right? And so we need that component in our families. And if, you know, you had a father like mine, yeah, he is still, was and still is the strong foundation. You know, you had mom who was a softer one, you know, she provided, you know, a component of love and all of that, you know, and caring and nurturing. And then you had the strong father who provides, yeah, the strength and direction, right? Sustainer, source. But also, elders spoke on it, a component of discipline. Because my mom always said, wait till your father gets home. We did something, and it didn't matter. I would play this role, y'all. After mom had laid it down, and I know, you know, she had called him and let him know what was going on. But he worked late and stuff, so, you know. I figured if I went to sleep, you know, go to bed, I'd be cool. Not so. Get up out of that bed. And we got it anyway. But it is who, and like my brother was saying, and man, you messed me up, Tim. Because as you stood here, I saw all of the attributes that mom always saw in you, man. You were walking this thing. And you have an amazing testimony. And Yahweh's not done with you yet, bro. I mean, we got this foundation. Now, you can run, but you can't hide. And so this is what he provided for it as example. And mothers, I love you. Mothers, any mothers in the house? I love you. But I'm going to quote Mari Povich. You are not the father. You're not. I'm just telling you straight up. So, you know, I was mother and father. No, you were mother. And it's okay, but sometimes after that kid gets a certain age, he needs some male influence. He's going to need an uncle or somebody, and you already know that. And you always calling other people, say, come do something with this kid. Because I can't, what? Handle it no more. Because they need that male component, whether it be an uncle, whether it be, you know, a father figure or male figure or mentor, whatever it is, they need that component because you need that foundation. Go to Genesis, the 18th chapter. Yahweh ordains fatherhood. Now, mothers, I am not trivializing your struggle. If you did have to raise a child yourself, and if you're a godly woman, then Yahweh becomes the father of that child. And that means that you walk in his ways to help you support. And by grace and mercy and love, he'll provide the components you need to raise that child. But when we have a father who can be a father, we want to encourage him to be the what? The father. And so Yahweh ordains this. Genesis 18th chapter, 19th verse. For I know him. And we're talking about Abraham, the father of faith. And this is what Yahweh saw in Abraham. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of Yahweh, right? To do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Meaning this, he made Abraham promises. But the promises are conditional. There are certain things that have to happen to obtain the promise. Everybody wants to talk about the blessings. Everybody wants to talk about the promises. But they're conditional. Men, it says right here, I know him. And I know what he's going to do. He will command his children. Not going to let the children just run all amok all over. He's going to command them. My dad, he didn't always have to whoop me. You know, I know whooping's not fashionable nowadays, but it held me in line. But I wasn't the kid, sorry, bro, Tim, I wasn't the one who always had the predominance of the whoopings. Had two other brothers, and I was smart enough to know, I see what's happening to them. Let me just chill. But my dad, he had this commanding way about him. And I use it with my daughter. I learned this. I don't have to, you know, discipline her crazy at all. What I do is my dad had this look. He would look at me across the room, be in church, and maybe be playing or something, and he would just look. I remember him being on the rostrum. Tell me if y'all can see this from all the way back here. And instantly, my heart would fall into my stomach. And I'm like, oh man, he's disappointed. Let me stop, right? All he had to do was look. It was a commanding. I knew what was expected. And he demonstrated what was expected of us. He'll command his children and his household after him. This is an important thing. This is where men, a lot of times we lose the component. And I'm including myself in this. And they shall keep the way of Yahweh. A lot of times we get strong. We providing. And then a lot of, you know, everything becomes work. I'm working. But Yahweh needs us to know his way.
Yeah.
So we can guide our families. So we can command the way for them. Because what you're forging is not just what you see today. You're forging future generations of your family. Who wants their family name to keep on going?
Yeah, let's go.
Long after you go, you want to leave what we said earlier about Apostle, a legacy where he provided the blueprint and it just keeps on going. And I dare say that you probably produced two preachers out of this situation. And the way my daughter, I mean my sister be talking, there's a little evangelism there. But she's a teacher. So all of us, you've instilled that teaching aspect. So we teach. And that's what she does. She's a teacher in school. And Tim, well, I go back to you, Tim. You got some stuff going on here. And the way, Saints, can you agree with me that the way he produced his testimony, there's some DNA there, bro. There's a DNA there, and we can't get away from it. And that's what you do. The commanding of our family was so strong, it provided that. But whatever it is, direction or vision or whatever it is that you're instilling in your family, Yahweh has ordained that. And so promises are, brothers, we can't get away from Yahweh. Yahweh is our blueprint. We had a situation where, you know, if my dad had to leave, he had to be at church on time. He was one of the first ones there. I had to go with him. And he would leave the rest of them behind. Because he's like, I made a commitment to the house of Yahweh, and I'm going to be here on time. And so he would come. My mom would come earlier, later on. But he would set the atmosphere. I remember the church we were going to as a little kid. He would take me to go get donuts and hot chocolate in the morning. And we go to church, and nobody was there. He would be setting everything up. And then we would take a moment. I would sit on the piano, and he would sing. Just the two of us. At Mount Zion, Apostolic Church. I never forgot that. And guess what I ended up doing? Playing, singing, and teaching. Because of the example that I saw in my dad. He was a hard worker, you know? And so, you know, I followed that example. I want to be a provider for my family. And so Yahweh ordains that. He will command his household. They will keep the way of Yahweh. And if these conditions are met, the blessings flow. Let's go to Psalms 128. And when we see this in fathers, and fathers, I want to encourage you, because we have an amazing group of kings in this church. I'm so thankful for the kings that are in this church. And I call them kings because that's what the word refers to them as, kings. And so I see these brothers and they are walking in the ways. And I so appreciate it. When I had my challenge, I saw the brothers step up in a big way. The minister stepped up. The deacon stepped up. Even the members of the church stepped up. And I'm not diminishing what the women did. I love you, sisters. But the men came and rallied and went forward and said, hey, we got to make this thing work. We got to hold this together. And so when we see Psalms 128, the first verse, blessed is everyone that feareth or reverence Yahweh, that what? When you walk in his ways, you're blessed, right? Men, if you walk in his ways, you're blessed. Your children are blessed. Your wife is blessed. Your whole foundation, your legacy is set, right? Second verse says what? For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Wait, hold up. Yeah, you're going to be able to enjoy the blessings of Yahweh. Yeah, you got to work, but you'll be able to find time to enjoy the fruits of your labor. It's, brothers, it's not all about work, 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 work. Say balance. We have to find time for our wives. We have to find time for our children. We have to find times for us to be able to impart that love and everything into them. And we can't stand behind the excuse of work, because you shall be able to eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be. Brothers, just got a question to ask you. If you work, 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 and you're bringing home all that money, yeah. But if you're not spending time with your wife, is she happy? And what do we say? Baby, I'm working. But she wants the bread. But she also wants the quality time. She wants to experience the love along with the work. We are able to multitask. We can still bring home the bread, and we can still bring home the love. Amen. Amen. Can we do that, bro?
Yes, sir.
Love it up. Can we bring home the bread and bring home the love, brothers?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All right. Get it together. Happy shall you be, and it shall be well with thee. Third verse. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, and thy children olive plants round about thy table. Isn't that amazing vision of what the family is supposed to be? Amen. So that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have that balanced experience. Go to Hebrews. We find it in the New Testament. The 12th chapter. Now, I'm going to do this real quickly. The seventh verse. Fathers, we're there to instruct, but we also get instruction from our Father, the Heavenly Father, right? And so certain things, sometimes we get it wrong. And we get it wrong, we just got to admit that we get it wrong. And y'all knew that we were going to get it, some of the stuff wrong. We're not perfect, but we're striving for the perfection, or the maturity is the correct translation. And the Bible says this, and this is what a lot of people have gotten away from, is the discipline, the chastening. Because of the love of the Father has for us, he wants us to get stuff right. Amen. And so when we don't get it right, he corrects us. But it's the same correction that you would do to your children. when you see them going a certain way, but you do it in love, but you're still correcting. So if you endure chastening, if we receive the correction, Yahweh dealeth with you as with what? Sons. So Father, he cares about us, right? For what son is he whom the Father what? Chastens not. So what kind of father would you be if you didn't correct? Because that shows that you really don't care. And you have no love in you, and you don't care what direction your children go in. But when you correct them, you're correcting them out of love. If you are the recipient of a correction, stop tripping. Deal with it. Receive it, because it makes you better. Amen. You're not perfect, but we're striving for the perfection. That means that there are certain things that we're shaped and being molded, and there are certain things that we're not going to get right the first time. But then when we brought to our attention, we can get it right. And so if you endure the chastening, but it says, so if you endure chastening, Yahweh dealeth with you as sons, for whom he is not the son of chastening. Not eighth verse. But if you be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then you are your bastards. He said a bad word. No, it just means you don't have a father. He's got to check you. That's what a father does. And if you don't want to be checked, then you ain't got no father. You don't want one. And that's what the word says. And as our as we deal with our father, that's our example, men, kings. If you don't want to do what Yahweh do, or wants you to do, or instructs you to do, you like bastard. And what does that mean? It simply means you don't have a father. And that is the problem. So right here, we want to be sons. Ninth verse. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us. And we gave them what? Reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Right? Don't we want to be better? Don't we want to be stronger? Correction. And I don't know about you, but I got to be corrected every day. Because, you know, my mind will go left. But Yahweh takes me back right again. Right? It's a constant renewal of the mind. And so if you let a father correct you, a natural father, why would you not submit to the Heavenly Father? So the 10th verse tells us what? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. There's a purpose. Come on, y'all. Yes, there's a purpose to his correction. 11th verse. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. So if you won't get no correction, yeah, I can do what I want to do, but it's only for a period. For the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous nevertheless. Afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. 12th verse. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. 13. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather what? Be healed. You're going to be stronger. And 14th verse says what? Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see Yahweh. So this is the path. This is the way that we go to direct our families, to take them to the place that Yahweh has intended them to be. Last verse I'm going to give you. Go to 127th Psalms, strictly about building. And 127th Psalms is just 1 through 5. And it says this, men, where my king's at? A house does not necessarily mean the physical building. It means the home, the family unit. And you can be doing all you want to do. I know, a lot of us might not have come to church today. It was Father's Day. There should have been a game seven today. Okay. Yes, continue. And a lot of times we would have been trying to watch game seven and, you know, later for all this stuff. Let's not get into it. We got folks from both sides. But that's what happens. We kind of fall into the things of the world and then we leave Yahweh by the wayside. But we need him. He is a necessary component in our families, men. And so it says, except Yahweh build your house. The workmen labor in vain that build it. So if you don't have Yahweh, if you're not actively, men, pursuing Yahweh for yourself and for your family, you're laboring in vain. It's not going to work the way it's meant to work. But if you allow Yahweh to build your house, it says, except Yahweh keep the city, the watchman waketh, or they watch, but in vain. There's stuff, men, there's certain stuff that can come on your family, but it can't come on your family unless it passes through you first. The word says, how can you bind a strong man's house unless you first bind the strong man? There's certain stuff you don't even know about. A lot of times we have a tunnel vision where we're only just looking at what's happening now. But men, there's certain things that we can't see. We can't see our children when they're at school. I pray for my daughter every day because there are things out there that she can be exposed to. And I'm not there because I'm not omnipotent. I can't be in multiple places at the same time. Oh, but I serve a God who can watch over my daughter anytime, any place, anywhere. And so, men, if you tap into that God component for your family, you're warding off all sorts of things that can happen. You can't physically be there all the time. And I'm hearing, as a father who has a daughter, I hear about molestation and all these things that can happen. I pray for her every day. And when I can't see her, I'm asking the angels, Father, take charge. Watch over her, protect her from danger seen and unseen. But I can only do that if I'm in a righteous standing with the God that I serve and I pass it on to him. So you can be watching, but except Yahweh's keeping the city, you're watching in vain. Second verse. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved seed. You can't sit up and worry all night and stuff like that. My mother had a light in the window. She gave, Yahweh charge over us. She can't sit up late at night. When a person is really turning it over to Yahweh, they're able to sleep at night because they know that he's taking care of it. Third verse, lo, children are inheritance of Yahweh, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Your children are a blessing. Fourth verse, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of youth, right? You have the power. Your children are like arrows. And the fifth verse says, happy is the man that has his quiver. And the quiver was the pouch that you kept your arrows in. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. The children will have power. They'll have ability. They'll have blessings. They'll have all these things. But who has to be the first partaker? The Father. And I'm going to end you with this. Go to 1 Thessalonians. Excuse me, I'm going fast, but I just want to make sure I keep your commitment. We need this. 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter. And, bro, when I'm telling you guys, the word is a two-edged sword. As I swing it, it cuts me. So I'm not just swinging to cut anybody. I'm cutting myself because this applies to me as well. As you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, what? As a father does his children. Sometimes there's a time to love. Sometimes there's a time to correct, right? Sometimes there's a time to hold close. Sometimes there's a time to, you know, exhort. And so it says, you know, we have to deal with all these aspects, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But as the father does his children, 12th verse. And this is why we do this, that we would walk worthy of Yahweh, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. We are raising up a crop of mighty men. That's what the word calls us, mighty men, kings. And to do that, we have to follow the king, Yahweh. And thank Yahweh. We used to have a sister in the church back when we would, you know how people say, hey, go ahead now. All right. Can I hear a little bit of that?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. Show enough. All that stuff. And so we would have a sister. She was a mother in the church. And I believe it was your mother, Ruth Smith. And this was when we were in Jesus' name. But she said this, and it always stood out to me. She would say, thank God for Jesus. Here in this present day that we have the knowledge we have, thank Yahweh for Yeshua. Because that is who, if you really look at the ultimate father-son relationship or child-father relationship, look at what Yeshua did. Yahweh did through Yeshua for us. And so, thank Yahweh for Yeshua. Man, Yeshua is our example. It's who we look to. Thank Yahweh for Yeshua, because Yeshua is the living Logos. And if you understand what Logos is the Word. Yeshua is the living Word. And if we follow the Word, we're following after Yeshua. And if we follow after Yeshua, we are reconciled and walking with Yahweh. And if we're walking with Yahweh, we got everything that we need, man. Hallelujah. Boom. Father Yahweh, we thank you, Father, for the men that we have, the fathers that we have. We thank you for your example of fatherhood that you have shown us, Father, and the examples that you show us through the word of fathers who are coming up just as we are, striving. Not necessarily perfect, but wanting to achieve the maturity that you have called us to. So today we're honoring fathers. How could we pass up this opportunity to honor you, the ultimate father? So right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, continue to help us. We know that as fathers, a lot of us have made many mistakes, including myself, in raising our children, in being present or not being present. But you're the God of reconciliation. If we made mistakes in the past, we can forge a brand new way right now. All we have to do is say, Father, forgive us. We made mistakes. We repent. But we want to move forward in the example that you've given us. So right now, Father, speak to all of us. Speak to all of us, men. Even the men who aren't fathers, who are potential fathers or father figures or examples or mentors. Instill in us those attributes that we'll be able to help lead and help guide and help give vision, provide a stable foundation for those that we come in contact with. For those who need to find the way, and they're looking at us, they're looking at our example, they're looking at our walk, they're watching us. Strengthen us that we'll be worthy of that watch, that we'll be able to perform your precepts, that you won't be disappointed in us, but rather you'll be godly proud of us, that we're walking in your way. We give you glory, give you honor, and we give you all the praise in the matchless name of Yeshua. And right now, Yahweh, thank you for Yeshua. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. All right.